Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty heavy stuff to deal with today, but there's a couple bits of good news sprinkled in there as well, so don't jump ship just yet. First off, I have a new Patreon poll for you. This one is actually for non-patrons. I want to get a gauge from those who have not become patrons of the podcast of the reasons why you have not joined. This will help me understand if there's something more that I can do and get a grasp of the situation so as to better assess options going forward. I tried to provide options for every reason that someone might not join. It's anonymous, no judgment, just looking for some actionable data. If you aren't a patron yet, please help me out by heading to patreon.com/yangdaily and clicking whichever option describes your situation. Much appreciated. Now on to the news. So it's probably time we catch up on the situation in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I've been delaying until we had more facts, as I try not to report rumors or half-stories that fuel misinformed action. There's plenty of that going on already. At this point, we have some clarification, though some details remain unclear. You likely heard of the shooting of Jacob Blake, who was shot 7 times point-blank in the back by police officer Rustin Shesky, a 7-year police veteran, while Blake was reaching into his vehicle through the driver's side door. Blake is African-American and the shooter is white. This occurred after a confrontation on the sidewalk where police claim that Blake refused to surrender to arrest and that they tased him twice to try and stop him from leaving. The video, taken by an onlooker, has too much interference to know what was said, and we may never know since the Kenosha Police Department do not use body cameras. A Facebook post was made by a man claiming to be an onlooker who claimed that police told Blake to drop a knife while they were struggling with him, but no evidence can be found to corroborate this so far, and the department has not given a statement on that detail. The Department of Justice said officers found a knife on the driver's side floorboard and that a search of the vehicle located no additional weapons. The DOJ has not clarified whether the knife was on the floorboard throughout the confrontation or if Blake may have held it at some point. Blake's representative said that he was unarmed. Blake has an arrest warrant filed against him in Kenosha for criminal trespass, third-degree sexual assault, and disorderly conduct. Blake somehow survived the shooting but is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's family reached out to Andrew Yang. When Yang asked what message he could share on the family's behalf, Jacob's father said, quote, "Tell them my son is a human being," end quote. My personal thoughts on this incident are that 7 shots to the back is not a rational response to someone reaching into their car. It's entirely understandable that police might fear that a weapon was being retrieved, but 7 shots to the back? That is severely excessive. 1 to the leg would have done the job. Moreover, how is it that multiple officers failed to restrain one man? How do these people get through police training and out onto the streets? I'm totally feeling Yang's policy on all police being trained in jujitsu right now. Speaking of Yang, I find it of particular interest that he is now seen as a prominent figure to reach out to by the family. This is a good sign of Andrew's growing influence. The story continues as Blake's shooting sparked fierce protests in Kenosha that night. After calls went out on right-wing networks that buildings were under threat from the protesters, a gang of civilians armed with assault rifles descended on the area, receiving warm greetings, thanks, and water bottles from police on video. It is legal to open carry in Kenosha. Shortly afterward, one of these armed white men shot and killed 2 people and injured a 3rd. The gunman was caught on video fleeing the area, pursued by a crowd shouting that he had just shot someone. When the shooter stumbles and falls to the ground, someone yells, "Get him," and multiple people attempt to disarm him. 1 is fatally shot, and another is wounded. The shooter gets back up and slowly jogs up to and past responding police, still armed and with pursuing protesters yelling that he had just killed people. The shooter was ignored by police. A day later, the shooter, Kyle Rittenhouse, was arrested in Antioch, Illinois. The initial complaint ticket shows he will be charged with first-degree intentional homicide, and also states that he fled the state of Wisconsin with the intent to avoid prosecution. Much of Rittenhouse's Facebook page is devoted to praising law enforcement, with references to Blue Lives Matter. National Guard have been brought in, and Trump tweeted he would be authorizing federal agents to be sent to the area because that's always calmed things down. Blake's shooting has also sparked other types of protest. The Milwaukee Bucks went on strike, refusing to attend their playoff game, causing the NBA to cancel the game and call it a boycott so as not to invoke strike consequences in the players' contracts. Following, commentators Chris Webber gave a moving speech and Kenny Smith walked off the set in solidarity with the players. Links for everything in the description. It's difficult to imagine tensions reducing if police behavior continues to model this, and our leaders continue to ignore the underlying conditions that lead to these situations. Another week has passed, and it's been another week of more than 1 million new unemployment claims. 1.4 million if you count all unemployment. As always, Heidi has the breakdown for us, including her thoughts on Trump's executive order for extending partial UI bonus. She's not a fan, saying it's done little more than reduce the chance of real stimulus being passed by the Senate. The amount of money that is held by the wealthiest among us is literally unfathomable. In light of that, Matt Korostoff has created a GitHub webpage to help people try and grasp the concept of Bezos' now $200 billion wealth by showing it to scale with colored pixels compared to amounts that are relevant to the rest of us. It's nothing short of mind-boggling. He also litters the demonstration with factoids about giant humanitarian projects that could be accomplished with small fractions of such wealth, which is currently being hoarded, including the elimination of diseases that would save millions of lives, cash grants that would completely reform economies, and more. I'm sure we can all think of grand projects that need doing. What's shocking is how little some of them would cost in comparison to the wealth held by very few. This demo really puts into perspective the absurdity of people claiming that the people holding this money should keep it because they earned it. Quite frankly, there is no way for a single human being to earn billions of times more than hardworking poor who receive almost nothing for greater effort. This degree of wealth is not meritocratic. It's just the result of a broken system. Don't get me wrong. People should be able to earn more based on their effort and talent and ingenuity, and it's fine for that to be rewarded with money. But this is insane. There need to be limits on both ends. Progressive taxation should be utilized for those in society who are rewarded beyond all reason in their success to fund a minimum income that will increase the opportunity for everyone else to succeed as well, and ensure that no one is left without basic needs. I strongly urge everyone to follow the link below and look at this wealth to scale illustration for yourself. There is no describing it. In better news, in the UK, the Liberal Democratic Party has nominated Ed Davey to lead the party, and he is a proponent of UBI. He is in favor of funding a national UBI by forgiving corporate loan debt in exchange for shares in the company, from which dividends will be paid to the people. In fact, his competition for the position, Leila Morin, is also a UBI advocate. Nice to know they're getting things right somewhere. Congratulations to Alex Morse for earning the endorsement of Charles Booker. What I've seen from each of these candidates, I very much like. Remember when people were laughing or sneering at Yang's climate change relocation policy during the campaign? Well, the New York Times just released an article with the caption, quote, "Using tax dollars to move whole communities out of flood zones, an idea long dismissed as radical, is swiftly becoming policy," end quote. Hashtag Yang was right. And also, duh. Unfortunately, this will be much more problematic now that Trump has taken funding out of FEMA's budget right before hurricane season in order to fund his executive orders. Finally, as reported by Vote at Home, every state except Mississippi can now request an absentee ballot. If you are eligible per your state's requirements, it's advised you request your ballot sooner rather than later and mail it in or drop it off as soon as possible to avoid any risk of disenfranchisement. All or most in 10 states and Washington, D.C. will receive a ballot standard in the mail, and all voters in 33 additional states will be able to vote by mail without an excuse or due to the excuse of COVID-19. Most or all voters in 10 of these states will also receive absentee ballot application standard. Just six states, Indiana, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas will require most voters to provide an excuse other than COVID in order to vote by mail. You can find a map at the link below showing which states are which, as well as more information. Either way, now's the time to get on it. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out the Wealth to Scale demo, request your ballot, help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petition, flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.